Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder, and honored to be your host for tonight's program. Our website address is talkingwithheroes, HEROES.com. And if you'd like to learn a little bit about our 9-year history, just add a little bit to that, talkingwithheroes.com/ABOUT. And got a little bit about our 9-year history. We also have an online news site where you'll read articles about all the programs we're doing. Thankyouforyourservice.us. There's also many other articles that come in, a lot of them sometimes on a daily basis, for, by, and about our troops, our veterans, families, and organizations, like we're going to hear about tonight. We also have a new channel, audio and video channel, that's just getting built up here. It's AmeristreamLive.com/talkingwithheroes. So we've got some videos that are going to be going on there from the late April Face of America ride with 600 veterans and wounded warriors by WorldTeamSports.org. And but before we get started with the program, I want to mention that about 10 months ago now, I received a call kind of out of nowhere from a gentleman named Bert Gillette, and he told me about this alliance of military support groups. Back then, there was 19 members, and it's www.r4alliance.org, and it's an alliance of military support groups, a lot of them led by veterans, some by civilians, caregivers, military families. And so I agreed to a strategic partnership with them back then, where every Thursday night on our regular program, I would interview a new member. And as I said, back then there was 19 members. So far we have had 36 programs. It's just been an amazing experience to listen to what these men and women are doing, and a lot of them, about their service to our country and what led them to be involved in helping other veterans. But there's over 50 members now, so it's growing really fast. If you've missed any of the programs, I have an article on thankyouforyourservice.us that says talkingwithheroes.com features new programs with members of r4alliance.org. All the programs we've had are in that one article, so you can kind of go through there and just see what you find. A lot of it's centered around recreational therapy, and which we're going to hear a little bit about tonight. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to introduce to you April Wolf. She is with the City of Reno-Parks program. The City of Reno, I believe that's Nevada, right? And she is a recreational, well, I'm going to let her tell you this. April, you there? I got you. Okay, cool. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what led you to get involved helping our veterans like this?
Sure. My name is April Wolf. I'm the Therapeutic Recreation Specialist for the City of Reno's Parks, Recreation, and Community Services Department. We're kind of unique. Not every Parks and Recreation Department with the municipal government has this position, but our city was very passionate about ensuring that individuals with disabilities were included not only in our traditional recreation programs that we offer, but also starting up, you know, specific adaptive recreation programs. So I started with the city in 2006, and most of the focus was on that inclusion-type programming, so making sure that our existing recreation programs were accessible to people with disabilities. Since I've been here, we've been able to see a growth in what we offered. So in 2008, we became a Paralympic sport club under U.S. Paralympics, which kind of blossomed all of our adaptive recreation sports and opportunities. So we went from having one-time clinics to starting to offering ongoing programming. So as we kind of delved into those adaptive sports and specific to stuff like wheelchair rugby and wheelchair basketball and adaptive golf, we started to look at that veteran population and seeing where there was a service gap in this area to offer programs for disabled veterans. So the VA that is in our proximity, They do have recreation therapy on staff, but most of their recreation therapy is within the hospital, so in their CLC program. And so we were looking to fill that gap as far as serving the veterans that live in our community. And so those that are not receiving are in hospital, but may want to recreate in their own community.
That's great. That's so neat. I don't, like you said in the beginning, I don't know many cities that have a program like this across the country.
Sure.
So, yeah, I thank the city of Reno for doing this.
Yeah, so in 2010, we started doing a lot of, started kind of kicking off our programming and also looking at applying for available grant funds to be able to start new programming. So we received an award from the U.S. Army and U.S. Department of Defense for our adaptive equipment rental program. So we're kind of unique in that program. And as we started offering adaptive recreation programs and opportunities, we started to acquire a lot of equipment. So all of our equipment is available for rent, which is great for veterans who may be interested in eventually acquiring that type of adaptive recreation equipment through the VA. So they have an opportunity to come trial different equipment through our program and figure out what hand cycle or recumbent bike they might be interested in requesting from the VA. And then more recently, we started offering, we're now in our fifth year of offering a week-long military sports camp for disabled veterans and their guests, so they can bring their spouse. We do that camp annually in September and have every type of adaptive sport all stuffed into 1 week. So we do everything from water skiing and land sailing. We go rock, do sled hockey, rock climbing. Kind of it's a great opportunity to expose individuals to adaptive sport kind of all in 1 week. Currently, we have a grant from the Department of Veterans Affairs to offer a fitness program for disabled veterans called Fit But Not Forgotten. We're in our third year of that program. It's been extremely successful. Since our VA doesn't have access to a pool or a large gym facility, we're in really close proximity. We're probably about a couple miles away from the closest VA. So we offer monthly classes in our fitness center, teaching veterans how to use fitness equipment properly so that they can create their own training plan after they leave here. We also do an introduction to Paralympic sport in our last class, and we do an intro to Paralympic powerlifting and cycling. So we bring in certified coaches for that last class. And then they get a membership for our facility that's good for 1 year, so they can come use our weight and cardio room beyond that time, and then also use our pool or any water fitness class.
Wow. So now your city of Reno is involved with, I'm just reading some of the stuff here, the Warrior Sports Camps. You have a Thanks for Your Service event, and also Valor Games Far West. You're involved with that. Why don't you share a little bit about those?
So in addition to kind of our programs that are more locally based, so obviously for veterans that are living in that Truckee Meadows area or Reno Sparks area, we also participate in a lot of regional events as well. So since we're a Paralympic sport club, we network with the other Paralympic sport clubs in our area. So there's a Paralympic sport club in Lake Tahoe. There's one in Sacramento. So we try to, as much as we can, get together and put on regional events.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the Thank You for Our Service event is hosted by the City of Sacramento, which is also a Paralympic sport club, which we do a day of adaptive sport, thanking our service members and introducing them to everything from scuba to archery to cycling to wheelchair softball. And it's an opportunity for all of our Paralympic sport clubs to come together and pool our expertise and talent as well as our equipment and adaptive equipment. So we recently did that back in April. We also do... we just came, it was actually this past weekend in Alameda, California, was the Valor Games Far West competition. So it was an opportunity for 200 disabled vets to participate and compete in a number of adaptive sports at Coast Guard Island. And so we had everything from grappling to archery to powerlifting, rowing. And so we actually had 11 disabled veterans from our community here in Reno go down to Coast Guard Island, and every single one of them medaled. So it was a pretty exciting opportunity that weekend.
That sounds like it's very helpful, probably a lot of fun, too, especially with the people that are organizing it, too, right?
I know.
Like
it's
yourself.
Almost like I'm not working. I have a fun job.
So, yeah, really.
Recently, so I'm a huge cyclist, so we just recently started a cycling program. So again, working with other existing organizations that serve veterans, so Ride to Recovery, which is a national organization that uses cycling as a form of rehabilitation for disabled veterans. Back in October of 2013, we attended a training to become a local chapter of Ride to Recovery and run a Project Hero location. So Reno is currently a Project Hero location where we're riding with disabled veterans at least three times a week and helping them train towards some of the national events that Ride to Recovery offers, like their one-day honor rides or week-long challenge rides. So last year we did California Challenge, and where 200 disabled vets rode from Palo Alto VA to West LA VA.
Yeah, we just did a program with a veteran that was on a Ride to Recovery event in Texas.
Yeah, exactly. So they do about seven U.S. challenges, and they do usually one European challenge a year.
Okay. Well, that was amazing to see. We were at the Face of America Ride, organized by World Team Sports, started from the Pentagon to Gettysburg. And, you know, I've had a lot of personal challenges since my last trip to Iraq and Afghanistan with surgeries, and watching all those veterans, I thought, man, I don't have any problem whatsoever. You know, it's like I was just amazed at watching what they did with those special bikes, and we're getting the videos up right now, as a matter of fact, so people can actually see some of it.
You know, the nice thing about cycling is that it can be adapted to any sort of disability.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then once everybody's together and they're still doing that same thing as a group, it's huge. So, you know, for me, who did my first challenge this past October, just the opportunity to see where people were day one, you know, you're going into something that's unknown and you're around people that you don't know. By the time we arrived in LA, everyone is, you know, best friends, and they've accomplished a huge goal as far as riding 483 miles as a group, and so it's just, you see the power of, you know, what cycling can do in healing our disabled veterans, you know, face-to-face. It's really great.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've just been at one of these. You're doing this a lot, so you see it a lot more than I would. I'm hoping we can be part of one next year, maybe the 2016 Face of America. We'll see. I mean, I think that would be great, not just to be there filming, doing interviews, but actually be part of the ride itself.
Definitely.
Yeah. So talk about, now you've talked a little bit about the different organizations, you're collaborating with other groups. Is that similar to what you're doing as a member of R4 Alliance?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, for us, and I'm also a member of the Joining Community Forces, which is exists in each of the states. You know, it's really important to work with other service organizations. So you don't want to, you know, to treat the whole veteran, you need to know what everybody does. And so I actually came from a Joining Community Forces meeting this morning, and, you know, to silo the services that we have, you know, and not let other people know what we're doing or what they may be able to provide to us is, you know, wasteful. So I think it's really important to see, you know, what are the service gaps in your community, or how can you help another organization? You know, I work in a recreation facility. Can I offer space to be able to co-host an event? So it's really important to work together. And so I partner with Wounded Warrior Project, or I partner with our local vet center or our VA. So, you know, we're not going to offer programs that are only available to a certain group. We really want to work together and make sure that, you know, there's a number of services available to our veterans in our community.
Absolutely. And that is so powerful. I hear that week after week after week. I mean, I've heard over the last 10 months probably figures of 10,000 or more veterans that have been helped through these various programs that are part of R4 Alliance. And I mean, that's huge. And the key is getting the word out. So the rest of the military community, the veteran community, know about like what you're doing, what the other groups are doing.
And it's not the as far as R4 Alliance, it's great as far as being able to, you know, here's a number of organizations that have been vetted and kind of we have a, you know, a high standard of excellence. So, you know, if a veteran or a family is looking for an opportunity in a certain nonprofit, you know, a lot of times when we started offering veteran programs, no one knew who we were. So there's obviously that trust factor in the beginning and making sure that, you know, what we're offering is in the best interest of the veteran. So the nice part of being a member of R4 Alliance, and we're really proud that we're the first municipal organization that has been added to the membership, is that it just shows that we're, you know, we're providing a valuable program that, you know, has great results and works well with veterans, and that we're not somebody that someone doesn't know exists and, you know, doesn't have a track record of programming. So.
Yep, absolutely. So are you all planning on being at the national conference in October in Florida?
I would love to. Unfortunately, I will be riding my bike with Rider Recovery on California Challenge again.
Oh, okay. So that sounds like a good place to be. Great.
Sure.
So how do people get involved? Let's talk first about veterans that are listening, people in the military. Is it just for people in the area around Reno, or have people participated in your programs from other parts of the country too?
Sure. So, you know, a lot of our, obviously some of our programs are specific to individuals that live in this community. So something like our veteran fitness program or our specifically our Project Hero program, you know, obviously are for those living in Reno. But something like our military sports camp, that is completely open to any disabled veteran and their spouse living anywhere. So we tend to give registration preference to Nevadans just because we receive some Nevada Foundation monies. But anyone is encouraged to apply for that week-long sports camp because all their expenses is covered. So we'll pay for any transportation to get here, their lodging, food, and all the activities. And we've had individuals come as far away as Hawaii to participate in that week-long camp.
Wow. So you do pay transportation. That's
correct.
Good to hear that. Usually after these programs, I'll have people in other parts of the country. One is in my own family here in Colorado Springs. So how do they find out more then? What's your website address?
Sure. So the easiest way to find our stuff is just www.reno.gov/adaptive. All of our adaptive recreation programs are listed there. And then there's also a tab specifically for veteran programs. But, you know, all of our programs, especially for adaptive recreation, are really open to anybody regardless of disability or military service. You know, we do have some programs that are specific to veterans, but all of our other programs, so if somebody has an interest in, you know, joining the wheelchair rugby team or coming and playing adaptive golf or joining our goal ball program, all of those other adaptive recreation programs that we do offer are open to anybody.
Great. What do you have volunteers? I mean, if people will be interested in helping, maybe people are listening in the area. How would they do that?
So, again, I think my contact information is on here, but or it's on the website. So just emailing me or calling me. So the great thing as far as being able to do this opportunity and speak here tonight is I had someone who lived in Reno, recently retired, a Marine that was working at the Wounded Warrior Battalion in Camp Pendleton that emailed me completely out of the blue, had saw this announcement that I was speaking this week, lives here in Reno and wanted to volunteer for our program. I was shocked. I was like, did you fall out of the sky? Because he has great experience as far as working with the population that we work with. So we always are interested in volunteers, and sometimes it may turn out into an employment opportunity if we have that at the time. So.
Wow. So that he heard about this program, and he's, what, a Marine at Pendleton?
Yes. And he lives in Reno, so he's been
oh, he lives in Reno.
January and had no idea that we offered programs for disabled veterans and is eager to start volunteering with us. So I'm actually meeting him tomorrow.
I'm really glad you shared that because we're getting more and more people now. Like we post on Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+, Twitter, a bunch of them, FootStomp, about each of the shows, and more people now each week are sharing them. So for those people that are listening that are doing that, this is a good example of somebody that found out, somehow heard about it through one of the announcements or something.
And then, you know, for us, you know, we always think, you know, we're City of Reno. People got to know what we're doing. And we do, you know, a lot of advertising, and we put out a newsletter, and we have stuff on Facebook. But, you know, that just goes to show that there's individuals that live in our community that still don't even know that we, for one, have therapeutic recreation and adaptive recreation and programs for disabled veterans. So, you know, any opportunity to kind of spread the word about what we're doing is great.
That's interesting, too, what you just said, because I live in Colorado Springs, and I've done in-between trips to Iraq and Afghanistan years ago. I did a lot of events here where we did, like, one had over 100 people. I very rarely run into anybody that says, oh, Bob, I've heard about you here locally. It's like, okay.
Exactly.
I need to get some more news coverage or something.
Sure.
Well, that's great. Anything else you want to share with people, maybe specifically veterans, military families, or anybody?
I'm here as a resource, too. So, you know, even though you don't live in this community, you know, feel free. I'm always here if you need help navigating, especially anything with adaptive recreation. So I'm kind of getting used to how the process works as far as helping veterans, you know, find grants or find ways of how you acquire equipment through the VA. So if you're ever having anything, you know, questions or anything related to adaptive recreation or how to get involved, you know, there's a website through U.S. Paralympics called Find a Club, which is a great way to find out whether there's a Paralympic sport club in the community that you live in, so that if there's a particular adaptive sport that you're interested in getting involved in, you know, that's a great resource, as well as the VA's website with the national games and the various national competitions. So, like, the Valor Games was, you know, an event that was sponsored by the Department of Veterans Affairs. So looking for those opportunities to get exposure to adaptive sport, and potentially maybe you have a talent in it and could potentially compete in it on a Paralympic team.
So are you finding veterans, military, that come through your program that maybe come back and want to help? They volunteer too?
Yeah, definitely. I have guys that are, like, interested in giving back to other veterans, and so they come, and, you know, maybe they come through my program, and then they continue to, you know, I've had guys who are in our fitness classes that they've gone through the class, they've gotten their pass, but they come back every week, and they help volunteer with the veterans that are in the future classes and, you know, show them what they've learned and be able to work one-on-one with other veterans in the program, which is great.
That's great. Well, I think it's great what you're doing. Obviously, you're having fun. And that's important, too. But I appreciate everything you're doing. I don't like to end the programs without giving a shout-out to our troops. I mean, we have, last night we were on with the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division, a colonel talking about what they're doing in the Asia-Pacific region, like Australia and Indonesia, Malaysia. Of course, we have troops back in Iraq, in Afghanistan, many other places. Would you like to reach out to them, give a shout out?
Yeah, definitely. For us, you know, we have a guard unit here that deploys. So for our Nevada guard units, definitely a shout out to them.
Yep. Yeah, National Guard. They've been on a lot of deployments too. Most states. Well, great. Well, thank you very much for being on the program tonight, April. I hope having this program will benefit you all for a long time, perhaps even getting grants.
Either find additional veterans that didn't know we existed or individuals interested in volunteering for our programs in the future.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. We'll keep in touch. Anything I can do to help as you you have other events coming up. We have the news site. I'm hoping at some point we can actually start going on the road more. I have other people that want to do that as Talking with Heroes host, so we can actually go out and do more video events, because videos, they're really great. I've been watching the videos from the Face of America, right? They just keep going up, the little counter, you know? Just keep going up, more and more people are watching. So, all right, well, thank you very much, April. I appreciate everything, what you're doing, very much.
Thank
so.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Absolutely. Well, folks, you've been listening again on TalkingWithHeroes.com on our Thursday night program that is dedicated to talking with members, organizations, strategic partners, military families, veterans that are all part of one way or another with the R4Alliance.org. Go to our news site. You can find out what's coming up. And thank you for your service.us. And please share the programs. You know, I always ask this because this is how it's really spreading. And you heard tonight about a Marine who had found out about this, who happens to live in Reno, and now is coming out and meeting with April tomorrow. So the word of mouth really does help a lot. We really appreciate it. And to all of our men and women who have served and your families, thank you for your service to our country, whether you served in the past or you're serving now. And to those of you who are in areas where you could be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert, God bless you, God bless America.